Welcome to the Hustler's Guide to Flow. I'm your host, Marcia Miyake, and I'm taking you into the minds of some of the most incredible leaders in the medical, research, business, and yes, even spiritual fields to equip you with powerful insights and practical strategies to level up in business and in life. The next level version of yourself starts now. Welcome back to another episode, my love. So I'm recording this with Luca sleeping. Fingers crossed he stays asleep. A couple of weeks ago, I shared on my Instagram stories that I was finally ready to expand my team. I needed to have some more people come on and help us more with the back end stuff. So super excited about that. And last week, I ended up hiring a couple people and I was super excited about that. But side note to that and backstory to that was that it actually took me a long time to even get there because of a self-limiting story that I had in a business context. And that is that no one can do it as well as I can. And I know this is true for a lot of entrepreneurs and small business owners where we know our business. We care a lot about our business, obviously, for the most obvious reason that it's our brand, it's our company. And so we end up taking on a bulk of the work. And because we feel competent in it and we feel confident that we can do it, we end up doing more than we should be doing. And I got to a point in my business where I absolutely love what I do, but I was feeling exhausted. I'm a mom of two. I also prioritize my relationship. My relationship with Dan is not something that comes secondary to my children and my career. Like, it is probably the most important thing to me. So that's just to demonstrate that obviously time is a factor. You know, we only have 24 hours and it's like, where am I going to dedicate my time? Well, I was taking on a lot of stuff in my business, and this is a trap that entrepreneurs get into because at the beginning, when you first start your business, of course, you have no cash flow. So you kind of have to be a one-man show or a one-woman show. And so you're doing a lot of the work. But then I realized that by doing so much, I wasn't actually doing the stuff that I enjoyed doing the most. And I mean, that sounds so obvious, but I really reflected on what is my zone of genius. Okay, so what is my zone of genius? So, and this is just some business advice for our business owners out there, is ask yourself, like, what is it that I can do that only I can do, right? That I am an absolute expert or genius in. Now, if you're beginning your business, you might be like, yeah, but I'm not like the best yet. Well, that's fine. Pick the thing that is where you want to be a genius in, that you want to be a master at your craft. So that would be your craft. That's the one thing that you need to get exceptional at. And then the other thing is, what do I love doing? So it needs to satisfy both of those things to find your zone of genius. It's like, what am I super competent at that I can do that nobody else can do? And then also, what do I love doing? And for me, that was teaching, speaking, and really creating the content. However, I was like doing basically everything else. And that came down to a little bit of my perfectionism because I wanted things to look a certain way. And sometimes when I'd let my team do it, it wouldn't be to my exact aesthetic. And then it would be like, oh, I might as well do it. The problem with that is when you're doing everything, you have a threshold and you can't scale your business. And I realized that I could not scale at the rate I was doing, right? Like, things were taking the back burner, right? And it was, in many instances, I was just too stressed. I was too stressed because I was taking on too many things. Now, this is a pattern, and this is what we have to recognize, guys, is this is my pattern. I'm so open to sharing it, and I would really invite you to reflect on what your pattern is, because we all have a pattern, and what the self-limiting story that supports that pattern, right? And mine was, no one can do it as well as me, and it's, oh my gosh, like, get over yourself, number one, Mars. And number two, you have to give people the opportunity to. Okay, so now fast forward, I get this team and I'm super excited about
thinking like last week, I'm going to have so much time. And not really thinking that, of course, I've got to draft like the processes and procedures and make sure that I've got like a complete like step by step, because these people are new to my business. They don't know how it works. And it's so funny that I even thought like that, because, you know, when I was working in corporate, one of the things that we said was like, look, an employee is almost a liability. They don't start making us money for probably about 6 months. Because it takes 6 months for them to culturally adjust, really get competent at their role before they can start getting their stride and like really crushing it. So on average, 6 months. And here I thought, oh, first week out, I'm going to just have all this time. And so I was actually more stressed my first week, because I had to show the new members like what I wanted to be done. Right. But then I was like getting excited too, because my new assistant, she's amazing. I love her. Shout out to Laura Reeve. And I was really excited about what the long-term gain would be of this. But then I had an incident happen with someone else. And the who and the role is not important, because the purpose of this conversation is just to demonstrate me going into my self-limiting stories, right? So then something happened with one of my team members or a section of our business where things were not getting done, like not even close to my standards, and things were getting approved and were going out, and I only realized like after things had gone live that there was mistakes and all that kind of stuff. And I just like, I literally, this was yesterday, guys. This is like fresh. yesterday I freaked out and I literally started crying. Like I was just like, oh my gosh, this is meant to be easier. Like I hired these people to do it better than me and I've done it better than them. And now I'm like, I'm so embarrassed that this has gone out and all this stuff, right? All the stories, all the victim-y stuff, right? So one thing that you're always going to get from me, guys, is honesty, and honesty to you if I'm coaching you one-on-one, and honesty about my journey. And sometimes I do get stuck in that, in those patterns as well. So I caught myself going back to my self-limiting story of no one can do it as well as me. And this is the thing we have to understand about our brains. Our brain looks for certainty, the quickest answer. And because that had been my story for so long, that's immediately with the new data that was in front of me, i.e. the work that I could deem subpar was going out into the internets, my brain made that connection. That's because nobody can do it as good as you. Do you see how that was the quickest, fastest answer for my brain? Because your brain loves efficiency. So my consciousness had to step in and be like, hang on, Mars. Is that what you truly want to believe, right? I had to go back and look at my vision again and my mission. What do I want? Like I want to focus on only my zone of genius, and I want to hire out everything else because I want to serve at a higher level, and I've got bigger goals and dreams in front of me. And having this mentality and this mindset of no one can do it as well as me is going to keep me stuck. So even though I went into it, it took me a while to get even into the mindset of saying like, okay, I got to hire a team. I can't do this on my own. And with our current team members, you know, it's just too much. When things went wrong, do you see how you go back to the status quo? You go back to the programmed belief. So we need to override that. We need to override that and say, what do I choose to believe instead, right? And then I also had to like get resourceful. I couldn't just be in this like, oh, things are happening to me and oh my gosh, I'm powerless in the situation. Like, fuck that. I was like, okay, so maybe they're not a good fit for the team. Okay, what else is possible? Who else can I hire? And always keeping my goal in mind, right? So going back to the Tony Robbins quote of, the quality of your life is predicated by the quality of the questions you ask. If we ask like victim-y ask questions like, oh, why does this happen to me? Or of course this happened, dot, dot, dot. We're going to get really bullshit, crappy answers that's going to lead us down an unresourceful and dead end. But if we ask questions like, okay, what else is possible here? Who else is available to me? How can I be out there again and be willing to receive the right team members for us? Then I'm opening up to receiving. So remember, guys, our self-limiting stories do creep back up. It's not like we become conscious of them and that we get rid of them forever. It is a daily practice of just being aware of them, witnessing them as they come up, and then choosing something different. Okay, guys, I hope you got some powerful takeaways from this episode. If so, please share it with someone. And if you haven't done so already, please review and subscribe, as it helps us to spread our message of inspiration. Sending you all so much love, and I'll see you on the next episode of The Hustler's Guide to Flow.